listeners, this is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Natasha Evoy, who is the Administrative Coordinator for D'Or et de Rêve in Sutton, who is going to be speaking to us about their new project, Le Cocoon à Poème. Natasha, thank you so much for being here with us today. Can you please start off by telling us what initiated this project and what sparked this idea to do this home cocoon?
So we were approached by Hugo Lévesque, who works for Le Cieux de l'Estrie. So they had put together some funds to create a project with just community organizations within Sutton and Abercorn. So it was kind of like post-pandemic, create a project that would bring people together and give some kind of hope, and more just bringing the community together around a common project. Our organization, D'Or et de Rêve, participated, the town of Sutton, the PENS, which is the Parc d'Environnement Naturel de Sutton, as well as the Centre d'Action Bénévole, all kind of contributed time or resources to the project. And Marie Clark, who is a writer here in Poet, was kind of brought in as the kind of creative director, I guess, of the project. So she came up with the idea of the poem tree. And it was just an idea like that at the beginning. And then it kind of spoke to everybody. We thought, oh, that would be really nice. And so she organized these workshops for writing poetry so that people could participate and write a little poem that the idea would be to hang it on a tree. And it became Le Cocoon à Poème because at the cultural park of D'Or et de Rêve has a cultural park here in Sutton. We have this artist, Pauline Vanier, who built this beautiful live, it's called a cocoon, so it's made of live willow trees, and it's kind of, she l'a tressé, the branches to make it come into a dome, and so it's a beautiful, just natural place to walk into, and so the idea was then to hang these poems on the inside of this cocoon. And so that was kind of in multiple steps that led to Le Cocoon à Poème in the end.
Okay. And do you know why poems and this sort of installation was chosen in particular for this project? It's very unique.
Yeah, I think we were trying to think of ways that it was going to be a kind of an artistic project and to find something that people could, anybody. So we had like children, seniors, grade 3 students, teenagers, like we wanted everybody to be able to participate. And so Marie's idea was, if it's kind of a small poem, like she even said it in her speech at the inauguration, it was like everybody has poetry and art in their hearts, and here's an occasion for to bring it out and to share it with other people. And so the process of doing it in a workshop, then people were kind of had help in terms of being able to write something. And from then it went to, they would put their poems on a little piece of ceramic, and then they, you know, it went into the oven, it was painted. And so there was many steps to this. And so people kind of had their own little piece of art that they could contribute then to the tree. And I think, you know, after, you know, the pandemic and 2 years of lockdown and all this kind of mesures sanitaires and all these things that were kind of brought people apart, you know, we're all isolated in our homes and doing things online, and it was just, we wanted to bring people together and, you know, bring some kind of hope and realize that even though we endured all this awful period of time, you know, the heart is still living and people still want to connect, and people, you know, art has a way of bringing that out in people, you know, that kind of, I don't know, the just that importance of touching the spirit and what's really lives on through these hard times, you know, and we come out of it into this, finally the spring and the cocoon is, you know, all the leaves are out. And so it was just really the idea. Everybody thought, oh, this is perfect, you know.
So there were workshops held over a period of a couple of weeks or months,
yeah,
within the community?
Yeah, that's right. So they were held in town here. There's La Marante, which is a ceramic studio and cafe. And so she agreed to house as well some of the workshops at her place, and then people would go back then after and put it on the clay plate. So that was another partner to the project. Then also I think that there were maybe the grade 3 students, with the workshops were held in the school. I wasn't there for that, but I believe that there was So the workshop was done at the school and the rest were done at the Amarante Cafe.
Okay. And did these poems touch on a particular theme, or was everyone really given freedom within terms of their creativity for this project?
You know, they were told about what the project was and what it signified and where it would be hung and all this. And so I think that was kind of in peace. But there was no, you know, you have to write about this or you must say that. You know, we wanted people to really write what came from their hearts.
I know there was, like you mentioned before, that there was an art inauguration this weekend in Sutton. So can you tell us a little bit about that and how that went?
Yeah, so this was kind of the final step because everything had kind of been done, you know, the first step, the second step, right? You know, the workshops and okay, then. And then we wanted people who hadn't necessarily written something to, you know, that were still interested in the project to come and see it. And so the idea then was suggested to do a parade where kind of a festive parade where people would dress up. Everyone kind of met at the city hall, and Madame Zazou, who's quite a character here in town, led the parade. And so she was dressed up all in colors, and everybody kind of marched then from City Hall to the Parc Culturel d'Henri de Rive, which is on Main Street, and arrived there. And so there was a few words that were said by Nicole Côté, who's the founder of d'Henri de Rive, Marie Clark, the writer. We also had Linda Graham, who is a city councillor of Sutton. And we also then had Paulette Vanier, who's the artist who created the cocoon in the first place. And finally, three people who had written little poems read or said their poems before then. People walked then to the cocoon, and then we were able to circulate and walk through it. It was just really fun to finally have people be able to see what their, you know, had contributed a little part to this project and made it into this beautiful kind of piece. It's going to be open to the public until Labor Day. So if you weren't there, you didn't miss anything. You can come and see it.
Can more poems be added to the cocoon? Like if anyone sees the project, they're like, oh, wow, I would love to do something like that. Or is it complete at this moment?
Well, I would say the only reason I hesitate is because the cocoon is a little bit delicate. But if someone wanted to hang their piece we're careful about not breaking any of the branches, that would be fine. You know, they could add their poem for sure.
Okay. My last question for you was, what do you hope that people learned or gained through this project, and what type of impact do you hope it will have on the community as well?
I think just to realize, for one part, kind of our resilience in the face of difficulty and how simple it is to create something beautiful, you know, and that we all kind of have art within us and have something to contribute. And it's just a nice sort of testament to hope and poetry. Like, I think poetry often seems like something that's for writers or something very specific, and you have to know what you're doing. But I think people realize, hey, I can do this too. You know, I can be a part of this. And it's just about kind of welcoming people in. And when you walk into the cocoon, there is this really nice feeling of being almost like you're being held, you know, like there's with beautiful thoughts and by the structure of the cocoon. It's just really, you feel hopeful. You come, then you go into it. So it was hard there the last couple of years. I think that we kind of were all lost our bearings a little bit to a certain extent. And just to remember, like, oh, the people in the community are not people I should be afraid of and have to stay away from. No, we have to come together and help each other out, because there's lots to be grateful and hopeful for.
Yes, I think we all need a little bit of that right now in our lives. Yeah. I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Natasha, that you wanted to mention. I don't know if there were other projects that were in the works.
Well, there are the other events at the park over the course of the summer. And if you visit the website of Dare d'Arrive, they're generally on Saturdays. We have artists, because we run an artist residency here. So there will be a circus presentation with the group Branché on June 11th in the evening around 7:30. So if people want to come to that, it's free and open. Of course, come and visit the cocoon anytime. Our park is open 7 days a week from dawn until dusk. It's free. There's artworks and sculptures, and it's a beautiful natural setting. It's at 57 Rue Principale Nord, so 57 Principale Nord in Sutton. And welcome to everybody.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Natasha. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.